السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. My respected elders and friends, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our sustainer, to having blessed us with this beautiful deen of Islam and this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the realities of this day and this deen in our hearts and hearts of all mu'mineen till the day of Qiyamah. Brothers, as we know that every aspect of Islam has some beauty in it, some wisdom in it, and some virtue in it also. And one of the aspects which we sometimes, you know, think as insignificant is the aspect of wudu. Is the aspect of wudu. The importance of wudu. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, La sahma fil Islam liman la salata lah. There is no portion for him in Islam who has no salah in his life. وَلَا صَلَاةَ لِمَنْ لَا وُضُوءَ لَهُ. And one who does not perform wudu, there is no salah for him. How important it is. That wudu is the key to salah. Salah is the key to Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself emphasizes this point in the Quran by saying, O you believers, that when you intend, إِذَا كُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, that when you stand to salah, that in other words you have the intention of making salah now, then there are certain things which you have to do before performing your salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the washing of the face, the washing of the hands, masah of the head, and washing of the feet. But today, you know, these very important aspects, we treat it as insignificant. We think that wudu, it is just a ritual today. We have forgotten that it is an ibadah. It is an ibadah and a very important ibadah also. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked that how will you recognize your followers on the day of reckoning? Because there will be many who will come after us, after you also, who have not seen you, you have not seen them, but yet they brought iman in you, brought iman in the kitab that you brought also. How will you recognize them? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the parts of wudu. The face will shine because they were very conscious about wudu. The hands will shine because why? They were very conscious about wudu. The feet will shine because why? They were very conscious about wudu. The shining of these limbs, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recognize his followers through this. And today, we take it as just a ritual. You know, we have to do something. Sometimes what happens, respected brothers, we don't do it correctly. We don't do it correctly. And it is incumbent upon us that we learn what the fara'id, the compulsory acts of wudu are. When a child is small or when a child is growing up, it is our duty as parents to teach the children. Why I chose this topic is because the other day, no, I normally, alhamdulillah, try and make wudu at home, but sometimes, you know, the classes here, I am forced to make wudu here. And a boy who is already baligh, who is at that age, salah is compulsory upon him, I saw the condition, I saw the way he was making wudu. And sometimes I notice many other things. So this is very important, that we have to learn what the compulsory acts of wudu are. Besides the sunan and the mustahabbat, Most important are the faraid, which the four things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. The washing of the face, how should you wash the face, from where to where, what is considered as the face, how should you wash your, up to where should you wash your arm, how much massage should one make, how should the feet be washed. All this we have to learn, and it is very important. But today we just regard it, you know, as insignificant. Quickly we come quickly and forget about the wastage of the water. Israf is another thing. That is another aspect. We are not conscious of how much water we waste also. And a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who will make a good wudu, one who will make a good wudu, and he will take importance of wudu into consideration, he'll be conscious of how he make the wudu, and then when he walks towards the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins for every step that he takes. Every step that he takes. Today we talk about everything while we're making wudu. But wudu is an ibadah. Wudu is an ibadah. That is why some mashayikh have said, it is sunnah to make salam. It is sunnah to make salam, but to give the reply, it becomes wajib, it becomes compulsory. So if someone is making wudu who is already in the act of ibadah, in the act of ibadah, don't make salam to him, because now why you are making compulsory on him to give the reply? It is very good to read Quran, it's very good to do certain acts, but certain times these certain acts you are not permitted to do because of certain conditions. Because of certain conditions. And wudu is an ibadah, which some mashayikh say it is an ibadah. So if someone is engaged in wudu, don't make salam to him, because why you make it compulsory and wajib upon him to give the reply? He is busy making wudu. And wudu should be a means of us before we connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we just, you know, washing the hands, gargling the mouth, there's no significance. We just do it out of ritual. But imagine if one begins the wudu with Bismillah, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله العظيم والحمد لله على دين الإسلام اللهم إني أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the treachery of shaitan and from the proximity of shaitan, and I seek refuge in that shaitan reaches my proximity, comes near me. I'm not saying that these du'as are sunnah. I'm just saying if someone recites these du'as. Some mashayikh have narrated these du'as. Rather than talking, we rather recite some du'as. You know, it doesn't have to be loud. It can be silent in your mind also. When a person will start making wudu, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-yumna wal-barakata wa'udhu bika min ash-shumi wal-halaka. Oh Allah, I ask you of virtue and blessings, and I seek refuge from misfortune and destruction. When a person gargles his mouth, it is not just gargling his mouth, he is purifying that mouth of his from all the bad odors also. That is why it is sunnah to make miswak. And a salah with miswak is 70 times superior than a salah performed without miswak. A salah with miswak is 70 times superior than a salah without miswak. Today we eat anything and everything and come to the masjid. And not to talk about those that have the habit of puffing away also. You won't even think of, you know, cleaning the mouth or using something that will take away that bad odor. We don't realize that we are chasing the malaika away from us. Malaika get offended by these bad odors. But rather when we gargling out of the mouth, Allahumma a'inni ala tilawati kitabika wa kathrati dhikri wa shukri lak. O Allah, you assist me. You assist me in making tilawat of your kitab. Assist me in making your dhikr, abundant dhikr. And assist me in showing my gratitude to you, of thanking you, of making shukr to you. When you put that water in the nose, it is not just to clear the mucus from the nose, but rather, Allahumma arihni ra'ihat al-jannah, wa a'udhu bika min rawa'ih al-nar. O Allah, give me the fragrance Bless me with the fragrance of Jannah. We know when we'll be put in a qabr, when all of us are going to be put in that qabr, and after the question and answer of Munkar and Nakir, and then if we were good, inshallah, then the window from Jannah will be open and we'll be getting the fragrant smell and the wings of Jannah. But one who was disobedient to Allah, he will be getting the smoke and the smell of Jahannam. So we seek protection from Allah. Oh Allah, give me that fragrance, the fragrance of Jannah. And protect me from the scorching wings of Jahannam, of the fire. When one washes the face, it is not just throwing water on the face, but purifying, getting tahara of that face. Allahumma bayyid wajhi yawma tabyaddu wujuhu awliyaik wa la tusawwid wajhi yawma taswaddu wujuhu a'adaik. Oh Allah, you whiten my face. Give that brightness and that shine on my face on that day when the faces of the pious people will be shining. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ ابْيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So Allah, you give me that glow and that brightness and that shine on the day when other people's faces will become black. وَلَا تُسَوِّدْ وَجْهِ يَوْمَ تَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ أَعْدَائِكَ. Oh Allah, and do not blacken my face on the day when the faces of your enemies will become black. When we are washing this arm of ours, it is not just throwing water. First of all, we have to see that the elbow is washed also. Some of us, we just take that water like that, and then three times, and we feel that our wudu. We are not conscious that every part of that arm of yours that has to be washed. Sometimes if the hair is left dry, your wudu is incomplete. Your wudu is incomplete. And we must ensure that the elbow is washed also. We must take precaution. Pass that wet hand of yours around that elbow. Make sure that it is wet. Allahumma a'atini kitabi biyamini. Oh Allah, give my kitab, my book of deeds in my right hand. Wa hasibni hisabi yasira. Oh Allah, and make my reckoning an easy one. When you are washing that left hand, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an tu'tiyani kitabi bi shimali aw mi wara'i dhahri. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from my record being given in my left hand, because the record being given in a left hand is a sign of failure, that this person is unsuccessful. Fa amma man utiya kitabahu bi yaminihi fa yaqulu ha umqra'u kitabiya inni dhanantu anni mulaqan hisabiya fa huwa fi 'ayshatin radiya في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. Sign of success. وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيا ولم أدر ما حسابيا يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني ماليا هلك عني سلطانيا. Seek protection so that your record is not given in the left hand or behind your back. You know, when you want to take something quietly, when you're not happy about something, you take it behind your back. You know, those that are involved in all this, in this illicit deals and so forth, they take it from behind the back. They know it's not correct, so what they'll do, they take it from behind the back. So seek protection that your record is not given in that way. When we are making masa, it is not just making masa three times or one time, whatever the imam have mentioned. Make dua to Allah. Allahumma adhillini tahta dhilli arshik. Yawma la dhilla illa dhillik. O Allah, give me shade on that day. Give me shade under your throne. It's not everyone will be given shade under the throne of Allah. Very special people will be given that shade. Our money will not help us. Our lineage will not help us. Our professions will not help us. Our connections will not help us. And our race will not help us. It will be through the mercy of Allah on those people who will receive His shade. So make dua to Allah. O Allah, give me shade on the day under your arsh when there will be no other shade. And the sun will be above our heads and we'll be drowning in our sweat. O Allah, you give me shade on that day. Take me into your mercy. And when we are making massage of the ears, it's not just putting the fingers into and cleaning. Allahumma ja'alni mina alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. O Allah, make me among those who will hear the correct things, who will hear good talks, who will hear the Quran. Today we use his ears while driving, listening to music. We use his ears listening to other things. Do we ever use his ears for listening to the Quran? Rather use it for listening to the Quran. Rather use it for hearing things that will benefit you. The talks of deen. Allahumma ja'alni min alladhina yastami'un al-qawla fayattabi'un ahsana. And when you are making massage of the neck, Allahumma fukka raqabati min an-nar. O Allah, you save my neck from the fire of Jahannam. And when we wash the feet, respected brothers, Allahumma thabbit qadamiyya ala siratik al-mustaqim. O Allah, you make my feet steadfast on sirat al-mustaqim. Or on the sirat. You know the bridge of sirat, which every one of us has to cross? Each and every one has to cross that bridge. So Allah must give us steadfastness on that day, that our feet must not slip. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, when you wash the left foot, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an tazilla qadamiyya ala sirat yawma la tazilu aqdamul munafiqina fin nar. On that day when the feet of the munafiqin will slip and they will fall into the fire of Jahannam. We have to make dua to Allah that our feet don't slip on that day. We have to seek protection in Allah. O Allah, you assist us in crossing the bridge of Sirat. You assist us in crossing the bridge of Sirat. And after making the wudu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and many other sahaba have mentioned that when one makes the wudu in the proper manner, and then after ma min minkum min ahadin yatawaddu fa yusbighu alwudu'a thumma yaqul ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Recite very simple shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh illa futihat lahu abwabul jannah. And then the doors of Jannah will open to him. Yani the 8 doors. Thamaniya, the 8 doors of Jannah will open to him. Yudkhilu min ayyaha sha'a. And he can enter from any door that he wishes, that he desires. And in another riwayat, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabina wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. O Allah, make me from those who are the repenters and make me among those who are the min al-mutatahhirin, who take care in purifying themselves. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Quba, and the people of Quba, they had certain qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked. And at the end of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. And they should take precaution as far as the tahara was concerned. Unlike the people who built that Masjid al-Dirar, Allah did not like them. But those who lived that area, Allah loved them because of this quality in them. They took precaution as far as their tahara was concerned. And then when a person makes a wudu like this, keeping conscious of Allah all the time, took into consideration the miswak, took into consideration that I will not waste water. According to some a'imma, that washing any limb more than 3 times, it is haram. It is bidah. Okay, there is difference of opinion in the 3. If you cannot wash it, you are not able to wash it properly, then you can use more. But try and wash that limb at least in that 3 times. Today we look for quick fix, you know, everything is quick fix. Our food is quick fix and everything is quick fix. The objective of wudu is to gain tahara. مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَكِ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلَكِ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ His desire is to see that He purifies you. وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ What do I mean by quick fix? مَسْأَلَةٌ اِخْتِلَافِيَّةٌ مُخْتَلَفِيَّةٌ Masa on the socks. We are so used to it now. We are so lazy, we think it insignificant of taking off our socks and putting it into that basin. Now, permission has been granted. But if we look in the books of fiqh and the conditions that have been laid out, the conditions that have been laid out, and their definitions of khuf and jawrab, their definitions. Let's not look at the scholars of the last 100 years. As we go towards Qiyamah, our understanding of deen will become less. Those a'imma, their whole lives, night and day, was spent in studying the Quran, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lives of the sahaba ikram. When they did not give permission on the types of socks that we wear today, I don't know where we get the permission, respected brothers, really. Something to be conscious of. So what if the permission has been granted? Is this the way you want to stand in front of your Allah? When that foot of yours gives the most odor, gives off the most odor, those places between your toes, that is where you should be concerned about your tahara. That is why you should take your socks off and wash your feet. What is there in washing your feet? Rasulullah was conscious when he made wudu, according to some sahaba, he used to use a little finger and to make sunnah in between the toes. So that those portions also become purified. And today, quick fix. I make wudu once in the morning, whole day I wear my socks and I make myself finish. And now we want to connect ourselves to Allah. No wonder we are not connecting ourselves to Allah throughout the whole world. Because why? We look for quick fix. You know, easy. Something quick and go. We come quickly make wudu, quick salah, we out. Wudu is a stepping stone before you can connect to Allah. It is a stepping stone. You come after you finish that wudu in a proper manner, reciting those du'as, now you are standing in front of Allah. And now when you stand in front of Allah, with the full concentration, Musa alayhi salam, according to some narrations, he asked Allah, Oh Allah, did you honor anyone else besides me? In the way that you have spoken to me, did you honor anyone else in that way? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Oh Musa, when I speak with you, when there is kalam between you and me, there are 70,000 veils. There are 70,000 veils. But when the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he will stand to perform 2 rakat salah, when you will perform a good wudu and you will stand and perform 2 rakat salah, O Musa, I will remove those 70,000 veils for him. We don't know who we are standing in front of. We don't realize who we are standing in front of. Sometimes the clothing that we come with also, we don't realize who that we are standing in front of. Our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer. Every salah that we come for must be like it is going to be our final salah. It is like going to be our final salah. We will not get an opportunity again. And respected brothers, we have to take into consideration the sentiments. The sentiments of other people also in our ibadah. There was a mufassir when we did it in Surah Inshiqaq, and I mentioned this incident. The name was Ibn al-Arabi or something like this, and he mentions, look at how, you know, we're not worried about small things. We take it as insignificant, but small things can break us apart. Can break us apart. He used to say, it was my belief that the ayah of sajda in inshiqaq is compulsory, is wajib. And I used to make sajda. But in the town that I was living, I was the imam of the place. And those people never accepted that ayah has to be an ayah of sajda. According to them, according to their teachers, according to their understanding, this was not in a, Allah Ta'ala did not mean it in a literal sense. That when the Quran is recited to them, that they do not prostrate. It wasn't meant in a literal sense. It was meant that they are not prepared to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they never used to make sajda. So in order for me to stay away from fitna, I used to stay away from reciting the surah. What I'm trying to say, brothers, was we come from different areas, we all have different understandings, and we have different ways sometimes. Some sahaba have taken this from Rasulullah, some have taken this from Rasulullah, all with the intention of good. But we have to keep in mind, you know, if I have to implement some of the values or some of the things that I've grown up with in my environment, you'll pick me out tomorrow. Yeah, of course. Because in our masjid, we don't allow children to run around. Children must be kept in the back. And what you will tell me, no, see, children were running around in the time of Rasulullah. See, Hussein was climbing the back of Rasulullah. You will quote me the early period of Islam. But you don't realize that I have come 15 minutes earlier to the masjid. I sacrificed my work. I sacrificed the company of my family. I come 15 minutes earlier, 20 minutes earlier. I make my wudu. I want to connect myself to Allah. I come here in the first of, I recite Quran. I don't involve myself in talking with anyone. I'm sitting here reciting, making tilawat of the Quran, waiting for the salah, trying to connect myself to Allah. And then you bring your little child, whom you did not even teach the etiquettes of the masjid, and allow your child to run around in the first serve, distracting each and everyone, all those people who took that sacrifice, made that sacrifice. And you expect them to connect to Allah, when every time he's there, the child is running up and down. Or somebody is making a noise in the back, disturbing all those people that made the sacrifice. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتٍ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتٍ يُحَافِظُونَ. And how is that khushu and khudu and that concentration going to come when you have the children running around? And then when I tell you this, you come and bring me this hadith, you come and bring me this incident, and bring me that incident. Like I don't know this hadith or those incidents. Rasulullah mentioned certain hadiths at certain times, under certain conditions also. Nobody says don't bring your children to the masjid. Bring them. But teach them the etiquettes of the masjid first. If they know how to behave in a masjid, then bring them to the masjid. And if they don't know how to behave, keep them at home. Don't come and spoil the salah of the others. There are people here who want to come and connect to Allah. And you are a distraction. Or your child is a distraction. You make it difficult for them. You don't hear these things. All these things come to me. I have to listen to all the complaints. Alhamdulillah, I don't mind. It's good. Rather complain than you fighting with one another. Because sometimes that shallow understanding of yours will make you do things. You see, the difference when we are taught. See, self-taught scholars is very dangerous. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the responsibility. They were all Arabic readers. Whole peninsula to Arabic readers, but the duty of Rasul, teach them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. We have to learn under some guidance, under some teacher. Under some teacher. Then that knowledge will be beneficial, because to our own understanding, rather than causing, you know, unity, we'll cause fitna in the community. We'll cause fitna in the community. So it's very important, respected brothers, that when we come for salah, we take precaution as far as our wudu is concerned. Teach our children the importance of this wudu. Teach our children. Going back to that sentiments of others, we have to be conscious of this also. That if I have a certain belief, and I am not prepared to budge from my belief or my understanding, and you know my understanding and my belief and my action can cause fitna in the community, then that action and that belief and understanding is for me. I will not impose it on others. I will not impose it on others. Let us be clear. It's not just one masala. It is many other things. It is many other things. If I am to listen to half the things that most of you come and tell me, and if I am to implement it, I guarantee you there will be a big fitna, there will be war among brothers here. Half the things I just cast aside. Take into consideration the environment that we live in and bring about the whole picture. To keep the unity of hearts is very important, respected brothers. Wal fitnatu ashaddu min al-qatl. Wal fitnatu ashaddu min al-qatl. And this is a topic which I'm going to, inshallah, one day stress on this also. That how we can stay away from fitna and what things can cause fitna also in the communities that we live. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding the importance, simple action of wudu. May He put the importance of it in our hearts, in the hearts of our children and the ummah at large. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, yuhibbu al-tawabeen wa yuhibbu al-mutatahireen. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, مخلصا له الدين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصادق الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جرما فاتطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا سعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه: ما من منكم من أحد يتوضأ وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما منكم من أحد يتوضأ فيسبغ الوضوء ثم يقول: أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، إلا فتحت له أبواب الجنة ثمانية يدخل من أيها شاء. رواه أحمد ومسلم. وفي رواية يقول زيادة على ذلك: اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. وفقني الله وإياكم لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية والهدي والهدى، إنك على كل شيء قدير. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل وسلم على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله في أصحابه لا تتخذهم من بعد غرضا، فمن أحبهم فبحب أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غل للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندام ولا مفتونين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، واغفر لنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا للصلاة.